Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Which WWE title holder will be receiving a huge push? Who was revealed as a member of Aces and Eights? And we go over our 2013 predictions. All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So TNA is going to be airing 12 pay-per-views outside the U.S. What's going on with this, Aaron?
So TNA is going to be airing some pay-per-views outside the U.S. I mean, they will be airing all 12, but there are certain pay-per-views, as we talked about a couple weeks back, they had lost or they decided to cut, I think it was 3 pay-per-views total. However, though, they are contractually obligated in some overseas markets to air the full 12 episodes. And so what they're doing is on January 12th, they will actually be doing a pay-per-view event there, which is the Saturday before Genesis. And it's going to be a basically Destination X type pay-per-view. It's going to have an escape cage match, an Ultimate X match. So it's going to be all focused on the X division. So it should be kind of a cool match that's supposed to fill the gap in the February pay-per-view area. What I kind of hope for, though, is I hope they air this in the U.S. as a free pay-per-view, because that would be kind of nice. Like, we've talked about before doing the free pay-per-view, which could help out, because then people are like, oh, it's free, I might as well watch it. And I think you might get some more viewers that way.
Now, did they state how long the pay-per-view has to be?
No, I wouldn't be surprised if it's only 2 hours.
Well, because if they cut it down to, it would be an hour and 22 minutes approximately, they could actually air that then as an Impact show. They could say, what they'll probably do is they'll probably run that pay-per-view for free on a Sunday night. Because that would make sense to me, because then you can actually go through when they take the 4 shows over there in February, they could take 2 of those shows and then say the pay-per-view is going to be on this, it's going to be free on this Sunday. And it would be kind of cool if they actually went up against the WWE's Elimination Chamber.
I would actually do that. I think that would be a smart move, because if you say you don't have to pay $50 in order to see a pay-per-view, here at TNA, we value our loyal customers, our loyal viewers, our loyal fans, we are going to give this to you for free. That's actually kind of nice. So I hope that this works out. I hope that this is something that they use in the U.S., but, it's a wait and see type thing. But Andy, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that CM Punk taking on The Rock will overshadow the Royal Rumble?
I completely think it will. The reason being is you had the Royal Rumble and you always push whoever wins it gets to challenge, that title holder. Well, which of course is going to be the WWE Championship or the World Heavyweight Championship. It's going to overshadow the fact that, hey, you have CM Punk and Rock, because that's going to have to be the main event. You can't have Royal Rumble be the main event now. You're going to have to have the Royal Rumble, and then you're going to have that match, because that's what's, putting the butts in the seats. And that's also what is, people are paying for the pay-per-view. They want that. They want to see that match, but it's going to take away from the Royal Rumble. I would not be surprised if they put this to Elimination Chamber. But if you put it to Elimination Chamber, then it's going to take away from that match as well. So when are they going to wrestle? Is it going to be on free TV? Because I think that would be a mistake.
No. That's not on free TV.
It would be a mistake if they did, though.
I got to say, I actually disagree with you on this one. I don't think this is overshadowing. I think that this is helping. This is the final match of the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. So think of it this way. Sheamus wins, let's say. Cena wins. Rey Mysterio, doesn't matter who. They get to tease. After they win, they get to take a chair out, set that thing down, sit and say, you know what? I'm going to take on whoever wins. I'm calling it right now. I will take on whoever wins this match right now. And you can then have fun with that. The focus will not just be on Rock versus Punk. It'll be on Rock versus Punk versus X, whoever wins the Royal Rumble. I don't think it's overshadowing. I think it'll help, because if you have someone buy the Royal Rumble pay-per-view, let's say, you know, our friend Brian, you know, who's not a big wrestling fan, but he's like, you know what, actually, I want to see this because, you know, Rock's going to be there. And he's taking on this newcomer, CM Punk, you know, because he doesn't watch wrestling, so he doesn't know anything about him. And so he's like, this is what I want to see. And then he finds out about Sheamus. And he's like, Sheamus is actually a pretty decent wrestler. I like this guy. He's interesting, you know, or he's fun or whatever, you know. That is one way that you can help make that match not overshadow it, and you can bring in new blood into the wrestling world.
Well, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree on that topic. So
I don't agree to that.
Oh, geez. So CM Punk versus Ryback may not happen on January 7th edition of Raw. And why is that, Aaron?
Well, Punk is still injured, and you don't want to try and make him get more injured. You know, we talked about last week how this is a TLC match, and you're going to put him in there after he hurt his leg? Really? Is that a smart move?
No, it's a completely ignorant move to do. You don't want to basically force him into a match when he's not ready. I mean, if you do the thing with Paul Heyman, it's going to make Punk even get even more heat. Why not do that? Why take a chance of him falling down after he just had his knee scoped, of taking a huge chance like that? There's no reason for it, especially when you have, you know, 3 weeks later, you have him versus Rock.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. You don't want to take any chances. So basically on Raw this week, don't expect CM Punk to wrestle.
I would like to say this. I'm going to do a book your own segment right now. You want to make this work really well?
Okay.
Paul Heyman versus Ryback at Raw. TLC match, right?
Okay.
Ryback obviously isn't going to go up and grab the whatever it is. He's just going to go and beat the crap out of Paul Heyman. However, though, here's what happens. Brock Lesnar returns. Yeah. Brock Lesnar then F5s Ryback. He F5s him.
Okay.
And then at Elimination Chamber, they take each other on in a singles match. Or in the Elimination Chamber, it doesn't matter. It comes down to, let's say, those two. Or you know, like they're in the match. And what ends up happening is Triple H comes out, attacks Brock Lesnar. Ryback is able to then beat Brock Lesnar. Triple H versus Brock Lesnar set up for WrestleMania.
Who goes over?
Well, Triple H, of course. He has to.
Actually, I disagree. I think what's going to happen is that Brock will go over. And then he'll be with
this
them.
This is the book segment. This is smart right here. Smart booking. That means it will not happen.
That is so true.
Sorry, gone on a little too long. Andy, big WWE news. Cesaro is getting a massive push. What do you think of this?
I'm happy because, you know, Claudio at one point was one of the best independent wrestlers after CM Punk left, of course. And he just worked it. He knew what to do. He was perfect as a heel, okay as a face, but he was a heel. Did a great job there. And the fact that now he's in the WWE, he's the United States champion, it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, if he continues what he's going on with where he's saying that no American can beat him, which I find hilarious. They can continue this. It's going to be great. It's going to make, it at least makes me laugh and want to watch it even more. I just think they've done a good job about this. And I do believe that he's going to have a massive push coming up. I wouldn't be surprised if he held the U.S. title for a long time. That wouldn't surprise me. But it's nice to see that he's actually getting some love from the WWE, opposed to some other wrestlers that have, you know, been in and then nothing happens with them.
I like this, too. I think it's smart that they're doing this. They're building new talent. And Cesaro was one that came in there. And I wasn't too sure if I liked him or not. I think I like him a lot more. And I think that they've developed his character really well. He is the evil foreigner. And that's, you know, played out. But it's not in a bad way. Now, something else that's going on, too, Andy, is that Wade Barrett won the IC title. And this is a pretty big deal. It's his second IC title. But this was taped show, and WWE.com announced it before the Monday Night Raw even aired. So what do you think of that?
First of all, that was ridiculous. You don't announce it. You do not do that. That was dumb. It just reminds me of when Mick Foley won the WWE Championship. Like, that's what it reminds me of. it's something that you don't like when WCW announced that and then everyone switched over to it and then they go back to WCW, see what crap they're doing. It kind of reminds me of that. I mean, now they're going to want to watch it, or they're going to be like, I'm not going to watch it if I know that he's going to win the title. I wanted Kofi to keep it. But I think what happened was the reason why Kofi dropped it is because he got that new tattoo on his spine.
You know, I didn't even notice it.
he got it. I couldn't like quite figure out what it said, but it's something right down his spine. And that's brand new because he did not have that before. At least over the last few weeks, I did not notice it. So, yeah, he just got that done, and those are painful. So, props to him.
Yeah, I can imagine.
For doing that. So, yeah, but I guess, okay, great, Wade won. I'm happy for him, but you don't announce it before, you know, especially on a tape show. You know, if it's... Well,
not only that, but don't you think that this might have been a better thing to do at next week's Raw when Rock is advertised to be there? Make a big deal about that. And then somebody who's watching WWE programming for the first time, you know, in the past like 3 years, who has no idea who Wade Barrett is, they see Wade Barrett beat Kofi Kingston. And then they're like, oh, you know what? This guy, Wade Barrett, he's, you know, pretty big guy. Man, he looks really huge. Or, you know, I kind of like him or, you know, something like that. Instead, you give it away. I think it was a really dumb move, you know, and I think that that's something that they fell short on. So the other thing that happened, Andy, was S.H.I.E.L.D. took on Ryback, and in the middle of it, you know, stuff went down, and then Sheamus and Orton came in there, and they actually took down S.H.I.E.L.D. What did you think of that segment?
I thought it was actually kind of cool, but I also, looking back at it, I thought it might have been dumb. Because, yeah, they had 3-on-3, but you're talking about basically three guys that are from NXT that did this. If you would have just had Ryback out there and then you wait for something, you know, someone to come out and then you hear Orton's music kick on, I think it would have changed my perspective on what the entire segment. The fact that you had to have Sheamus come out and Randy Orton, either you're making these guys monsters or you just booked a horrible segment. And I'm almost leading towards the horrible segment part. Because why did Sheamus have to be in there?
Well, he was attacked earlier in the night.
Right.
When he took on Dolph Ziggler. I disagree with you. I think that this was a smart thing because, like you mentioned, about how they're trying to make them monsters. And I think that that's what the message came across as, is these bad guys who have to, the, you know, safety in numbers. You know, they got taken out by three of the biggest people in WWE right now. Randy Orton is a big name. Sheamus is still up and coming, even though he's had two titles, three titles, actually. Sorry. And Ryback, who is one of their, you know, biggest people that they're pushing. So actually, I like this. I think that it's smart booking. I think that, you know, maybe they could have done a couple more things differently, but it was a tape show. And, you know, you don't want to do something dumb and give away too much, like, you know, somebody winning an IC title or something like that. So, but Andy, I want to move on, though, to something which is pretty big news. Cena announces that he is the first entrant into the 2013 Royal Rumble. So he announces this, what, 4 or 5 weeks in advance? And he says that he's going to win it, too.
I hope not, because it makes no sense. I really hope he doesn't win, and I hope the Shield somehow makes it so he doesn't win, because that would make me laugh. That would make me laugh a lot. But it's also who's going to win the Royal Rumble, because you got to set up whoever's going to win the Royal Rumble is going to take on Big Show, and then what's going to happen is whoever takes on Big Show, they're going to win the title, and then they're going to drop it right away to Dolph Ziggler. That's probably what's going to happen. If not, they do that. I mean, because Dolph's going to have to cash it in by Elimination Chamber or WrestleMania. It can't go any longer than that. Because come on,
yeah,
he's had it way too long. You know, I'm glad that Cena announced it, but I like the fact how you had to wrestle to get in the match, like something like that. Like I like those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. And I'm just hoping
he's a big enough name, though. I mean, it's not the same as somebody who they're pushing. You know, for example, Chris Benoit, they did a pretty big deal with him back in the day. Rey Mysterio, another, you know, smaller guy who they, you know, you had to wrestle somebody to get into this match. So I would say it is a little different. Do you think it's smart marketing, though, for them to already be talking about the Royal Rumble, for them to be pushing it this far out in advance?
When with John Cena, with I mean, him being the face of the company, no matter what anyone says, he's the face of the company. You push the fact that he's going to be in the Royal Rumble. Okay, so you have that, him in the Royal Rumble. Okay, Cena, Royal Rumble. Then you have CM Punk, Rock. In a way, maybe I'm backtracking on what I said earlier, but maybe you actually put the focus on Cena saying he's going to win the Royal Rumble. As long as Cena doesn't interfere with the Rock or CM Punk's program, maybe it can work. But the thing is, the Royal Rumble should be the final match. Shouldn't be CM Punk versus Rock.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that he announced it early, because, you know, there's going to be other people now stating that, hey, they're going to be in the Royal Rumble as well. You know, it's going to be pretty interesting to see how this starts out. I mean, because they had tape shows this week. They're going to be live next week. It's going to be interesting to see where they go from here.
And I do want to point out that I think it is very smart. I hope that next week people slowly but surely, you know, you have one or two people say, I'm going to be in the Royal Rumble this year. I hope it stays at 30 also. Going to 40, as we talked about a couple years ago, was super dumb, in my opinion, anyway. I don't remember how you thought about it, but I did not like it, because you want to make it special in the same way that at Elimination Chamber. Having one Elimination Chamber match is a bigger deal than having two, because it's like, who cares? Same thing with TLC. I'm sorry, Money in the Bank, things like that. But Andy, anyway, let's move on to our sponsor, though, HostGator.
Actually, I got an idea real quick. What if you had one Elimination Chamber match, and that person, whoever won that match, would get the opportunity to wrestle for that other belt?
That would make sense.
Maybe that's something they should actually think about.
I would be in favor of that.
And you should also think about HostGator. Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And make sure you use special coupon code OFFTHEMARK and you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86 page. Of course, you probably have if you're listening to this show or if you went through iTunes, but go to section86.com. You'll see a banner somewhere. Eventually, you'll see a banner that says WWE Shop. If you use WWE Save 10, if you spend more than $70, you get $10 off that order. So make sure you check that out. And also make sure you check out High Spots. So let's move on to Impact Wrestling this week. We have announced, because Jeff Hardy became the number one wrestler in TNA by the fans, of course. Because of that, he challenged both Austin Aries, Robert Roode at Genesis. And it's going to be an elimination three-way match, which is pretty interesting. Elimination for the title. Does that mean Jeff Hardy is going to get eliminated first?
You would think. If it makes sense, you would have Robert Roode and Austin Aries working together to beat the crap out of Jeff Hardy and both pin him at the same time. That would make the most sense.
Well, yeah.
I think the problem with doing it like this is if you have a face, a heel, and a tweener, or two faces and a heel going at it, you know, something like that, that combination works. Two heels and a face, it doesn't really work, I don't think, in my opinion. But I don't know. I guess we'll see. You know, we talked about this in the previous weeks. The build-up next week hopefully will be really good for the pay-per-view coming up. So, Andy, they're doing a four-man X-Division tourney. What do you think of that?
I'm actually kind of excited about it, but I was confused on why they had Kid Cash wrestle York. You see, that's the thing. Christian York's so bad, I don't remember his name. I don't know why they had that, and then also you're going to have Zema Ion face Kenny King. Okay, so you're going to have King, and then you're going to have Christian York versus RVD. It's probably what's going to end up being. So what's really going to happen is Zena.
It's a tournament, so you know, Kenny King will probably win, and then he takes on Christian York at the pay-per-view. The winner takes on RVD later that night. And I got to ask, what do you think? I mean, do you think that four was the right number? Do you think maybe if they made it eight, they could have brought in more people? Do a four-way. What do you think they should have done?
I think it'll either turn into a four-way or a three-way. I think something's going to happen where they do that. But I guess now thinking about it, they already have one three-way match. You don't want to push that they're going to have all three-way matches, which actually would be kind of cool if they did it that way. But who knows what they're going to do. But yeah, it's a four-man, you know, tournament. Whoever's, you know, it'll probably be actually York versus Zema Ion. And I wouldn't be surprised if Zema Ion wins. But if York wins, it makes sense why he wrestled RVD earlier.
I just think it's interesting that York is actually going to be wrestling at a TNA pay-per-view.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Why? I'm going to put my dollars down now, Andy. Put my dollars down for Christian York.
Christian York, yes. He will definitely not win.
So Andy, Hulk Hogan, suspended Bully Ray.
And Brooke.
No one cares about
him. Yeah, no one cares. The funny thing about it is that he was basically saying that there's a brotherhood with wrestlers, and he broke the brotherhood, or, you know, or the pact that they have. Not really.
Where you don't sleep with someone's daughter.
Yeah, basically. Which, who cares? Like, when this happened, I was like, is Bully quitting or something like that? Or what are they going to be doing with this? What is the point of this? Because now Bully Ray doesn't have a program, except that he's with Brooke, and Brooke's wasted space.
Yeah.
So I don't get it. I have no idea.
Some time off, and he comes back, let's say, even 4 weeks. You know, it's only a month, but he can take some time off to heal. When he returns, it's actually a decently big deal. And he could return as a heel, or him and Hogan could have friction there. They could do a lot of different things. And if anything else, it actually takes Hogan out of the spotlight for a little bit, because if the storyline's going to be put on hold, if they do it this way, then that's actually a pretty smart thing, I think. But, you know, I mean, it's a wait and see. And Andy, another big thing happened. This team is actually a pretty big deal.
No, this actually is a big deal. They botched the return of Sting. And how did they botch it? Well, you would think they would have a cameraman looking right down at the ramp the entire time, and then Sting's music would hit, and he runs down, right? Guess what happens? Sting is all of a sudden getting into the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Come on! Production staff, you screwed it up. If this would have been a tape show, I'm going to point this out. If this would have been a tape show, they would have got it right, because after everyone left, they would have redone the thing with Sting coming down. They would have re-edited that part of it. But it was bad. They botched it. I can't believe that you could actually botch a return of basically almost the number one, if not the top five person in your company. You botched it. I mean, they could just put that on Botchamania, that entire part. Like, hey, look, they're Sting all of a sudden.
Okay. Were you happy with his return, though?
You know what the thing is? I didn't think it was Sting at first until they got closer into him, because I was like, oh, geez, it's a member of Aces and AIDS doing this. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, wait, that is Sting. And that's how I thought of it.
They did take a little bit of it out of it in the same way they did when they unmasked the wrestler who was behind the Aces and AIDS. They unmasked him, and it was like, wait, who? I can't even see. The cameraman really messed it up, honestly. I think that they had a few mess-ups tonight.
And if you notice also, they had two cameramen. Both of them start to go to like where the cage was, the entrance of it. But they also had an opening where if that one cameraman would have stayed there, he would have had the perfect shot. But then again, this is production issues. This should have been taken care of. This should have been planned out long, long time ago. They could have rehearsed exactly where the cameraman are supposed to be. I mean, when we saw it, we actually, you know, at one point, Bobby Roode told the cameraman, don't stand there because there's going to be a spot here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kazarian, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So why didn't the production staff go over this prior? I mean, they screwed it up. I mean, the production team tonight screwed up the main event. And honestly, that's what I took away from this show. Like, not the fact that it was Mike Knox that was an unmaxed. I mean, I think we announced that a long time ago that he was a member of it. But that was it. I was kind of disappointed.
You know, something else too, Andy, we had talked about Ken Anderson, I think it was last week or the week before, and he was on there tonight, and Devon was talking about him getting initiated into the group, and then you see him down there with all the members. What do you think? I mean, do you think that they kind of botched his return too? Do you think that it was a mistake to just have him all of a sudden on TV, like randomly? It's like, oh, hey, Ken Anderson apparently is in the back hanging out with Aces and Eights.
Yeah, because here's the other thing also. I'm like, is that Ken Anderson at first? Because they showed a side clip of him. They didn't show like a full, like, I guess frontal view of his face. It was just kind of a side view. And I was like, is that Ken Anderson? And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I guess it is Ken Anderson. Okay, what is he doing with Aces and Eights? Because I don't think they ever explained it. I mean,
The only thing they explained was that D-Von asked him to join.
Right, but we don't know if he joined. That's the thing. Because, you know.
I don't know how I feel about this. I think it was a mistake the way that they did it. I think it's cool having Ken Anderson back. I'm really happy to see him. But I think that they made a mistake in the way that they portrayed it. That's my opinion. Andy, I want to move on, though, to one of my favorite segments that we do on Off the Mark. And that is our prediction show. So we're going to do our 10 each 2013 predictions. So, Andy, I got to ask you, what is your first prediction for 2013?
Vince McMahon will die.
Okay.
Okay, no. It's Vince McMahon will finally retire.
Really?
I wouldn't be surprised on this because, you know, he's going to have his doofus son-in-law and his idiotic daughter ruin the company. So I figured what's going to happen is that he'll retire. Mm. What's yours?
Top TNA star to join the WWE.
That's complete crap, dude. That's a softball. You know what?
I almost got it wrong last year. I almost got it wrong until Ric Flair did it. I'm saying that a TNA star is going to join a top TNA star is going to join WWE.
All right. My number two prediction is that TNA will go back to live and then tape the following day. They're not going to go live every week. I wouldn't be shocked if they go live at least twice a month. But they will go back to the schedule they had before. I wouldn't even be surprised if they were live right before the pay-per-view, the Thursday before the pay-per-view. Then they tape Sunday, and then they tape Monday and Tuesday for the next 2 weeks of Impact. That wouldn't surprise me. Or even the next 3 days they tape Impact, and then right before the pay-per-view they do a live show. That would not surprise me, but I feel that's what they're going to do, you know, just basically save money because they can put wrestlers in a hotel opposed to fly them back and then, you know, fly them home, then fly them back. They can just make them stay there on that Thursday. So that's what I think is going to happen.
I think that actually would be a really good idea. The other one I have is that a mid-card WWE star is going to join TNA.
Okay.
So someone in the middle, you know, is going to leave WWE and join TNA, or someone who was let go last year, something like that will come to TNA.
Okay. My next one is that Big E Langston will become a champion in the WWE.
When you say champion, tag team,
doesn't matter. He's just going to be a champion. I'm not sure how they're going to do it. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets like the United States Championship some way, somehow, or even the IC title. I wouldn't be surprised at that. It just wouldn't surprise me.
Interesting. What about tag team? Would you count the tag team titles?
I count a tag team as well. I believe that as a tag team champion, you are a champion. So I figure that he would be a champion of some sort sometime.
Except WWE.
Yeah, you'd be a champion sometime this year.
Okay. My next prediction is that Dolph Ziggler will cash in his Money in the Bank briefcase, but he will lose the title shortly thereafter.
Okay.
So I think that he'll win the title, and then he's going to lose it very quickly.
Within a month or 2 months?
Less than 2 months.
Okay. All right. My next one will be that Kofi Kingston and The Miz will both get buried. Because I think that Kofi Kingston, you know, actually just – and the funny thing is I wrote these 3 weeks ago. So Kofi Kingston losing the IC belt to Wade Barrett, I feel that he's just going to go down from here. And The Miz, in a way, is starting to get buried as well. So I just think that's what's going to happen.
So. I definitely agree with The Miz one because I think that his face turn is not that good. He's getting slight pops, but I think some of that's even being phoned in, honestly. But anyway, my next one, which is kind of a big deal, Ryback will flop. And what I mean is that he could win the world title. He could win the WWE title, but he is not going to improve ratings. He is not going to be a successful champion, and he's going to flop basically as a champion.
Okay.
Even if he gets that, even if he may not even get that far, you know, but if he does, I think that he will flop.
All right. My next one, number five, is that Randy Orton will be suspended for 1 year because he's going to fail another drug test.
Interesting. Do you think that that means that he will come join TNA?
No, because I believe what will happen is that he'll just take the time off. And that means he's suspended to be on TV. It doesn't mean that, hey, when they have an overseas tour, Randy Orton shows up.
Interesting.
So that's what I think. Well, actually, you know what? Maybe that'll be different. But yeah, he has to be suspended for a full year. So I would not be surprised if that happens to him. But I don't see him going to TNA, though. Because I bet you there's something in there that says that if he's suspended for a full year, he can't go anywhere else. So he can't work for another promotion. But I do believe that he'll fail another drug test.
Yeah, probably.
So
TNA ratings don't improve any, but TNA does better stories. So I'm saying that TNA's product is going to continue to get better, but the ratings won't reflect that yet.
Now, do you think that's going to be because of wrestling fans are just being more casual with the with that program, or is it because of Spike TV and people want more UFC stuff, not, you know, sports entertainment?
Wrestling goes in cycles, and in the 80s, wrestling was really big. Then the late 80s, early 90s, wrestling wasn't, you know, it sucked. And then in the late 90s, it got huge. And then in the 2000s, I mean, it fell, you know, it fell pretty flat. I think that TNA has a really good roadmap. And just like how WWE in like 97, 98, 99, they were doing really good stories, but the ratings didn't show that. And then all of a sudden they started getting better and better and better. I think it's going to be the same thing. I think that TNA is going to continue getting better story-wise, but the ratings are not.
All right. My number six is going to be that Ring of Honor will be airing on more. Actually, I'm sorry. They'll be airing in more markets and will become a solid number three company. Ring of Honor, it's been great because I don't get it where I'm at. Actually, you do, believe it or not. But you do, believe it or not. It's on like at midnight, though. But your time, 3 or 2 o'clock my time. But I actually will download the shows, and they've actually been pretty good. I got to give them credit. I think they're improving, and they could become a solid number three. I mean, there's a couple other companies out there, but I don't see CZW doing anything because, well,
it's way too niche.
It's Combat Zone Wrestling. ECW fans are like, whoa, that's too far. So what's your number six?
Let me go back to it. Number six, AJ Styles wins Bound for Glory, becomes the TNA champion.
That's a good one. I think that we talked about that before, but I thought that was a softball.
Oh, come on. That's not a softball. That's a softball, me saying, dude, that he's going to win Bound for Glory and he's going to become the champion.
No, actually, I think what's going to happen, he's going to become the X Division champion, and then he's going to be able to face the champion.
Maybe.
You know, but so my number seven, Undertaker will not put over CM Punk at WrestleMania.
You think those two will face each other?
If they do, he will not put over CM Punk. Because basically CM Punk is beneath him. And
so what,
CM Punk will not have that. He doesn't have as much time left. Now, if it was Ryback versus Undertaker, that's a different story.
So, according to you, Undertaker will take on CM Punk at WrestleMania.
Right. And CM Punk will not end the streak. But it would be interesting storyline if he did end the streak. And then he says, I'm on a couple different streaks. I've beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania. And I'm still your WWE champion. And by the way, he was the last person to hold it basically from January 1st to December 31st was Hulk Hogan. And that was back in the 80s.
Punk to fall out of the main event spotlight. Predicted this last year, obviously did not happen. This year he's going to lose the title, and then he's going to be put in matches just like The Miz was. He's going to be put in really, like, really tight matches. He'll go down to the mid card, upper mid card area.
I think you're wrong on that one. I'm just gonna flat.
I hope I am.
I'm not even gonna, you know, go any more than that. My next one is that Kenny King will be an X Division champion in TNA.
Okay, well, I'm going to softball another one here then, if you're going to.
Okay.
Vince doesn't die in real life.
Vince doesn't die in real life?
Yes, he does not die in real life. I have this written down.
All right. And I'm going to go with my number 9. And it is that Lockdown will not sell out.
When you say it won't sell out, do you mean it won't sell out the whole Alamo Dome or just the little area?
It just won't sell out that little area. And if they start giving away tickets to sell it out, that doesn't count. I'm just going to say that right now. Or if they tarp off areas, that doesn't count either. It's just that they will not sell out what they said. Here's where we're having seating at. It won't sell out.
You're probably right.
Yep.
Big TNA star gets injured before or during a big push.
Okay. I like that one.
So let's say AJ Styles, they're pushing him to win the Bound for Glory series, and you can tell, and then he gets it.
Okay.
That would, you know, or somebody else they're pushing gets injured, and it kind of throws their stuff out of whack.
Okay. My final one, and this is a two-parter. So technically this was two, but I combined it into one. It is Curt Hawkins and JTG will be released before June, and by the end of the year, Zack Ryder will be released.
You're saying that three people are going to be released, huh?
I'm saying JTG is basically a given. Curt Hawkins just got back from his knee surgery, and they're both going to be gone before June. And before the end of the year, I believe that Zack Ryder will also be gone. And I'm not happy about it, but I have a feeling that's what's going to happen.
Interesting.
So what's your final one?
It might be a softball. WWE channel does not launch.
Oh, come on.
It could, but I'm predicting that it won't.
It, you know, the thing is, after seeing what they're doing, which is, by the way, what I thought they would do. And I know I said it in one of our episodes back, I think it was in July or August. I said they should start pushing the fact that they have a YouTube channel and now they're having so many hits on it. What did they just start doing? Oh, what I said they should have been doing. Someone's listening to our show.
Yeah, probably.
Or just great minds think alike. You know, you never know. But yeah. Yeah, so I think that our predictions, you know, I think he had a couple softballs, so did I. But I think overall, it's going to be very interesting to see how 2013, you know, how it starts and how it ends. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.